When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
Yes, put it in your veins. We're back for a monthly roundup of February.
Woohoo!
That's not the best I've ever done. I am still shocked. Do you remember how long January went on for?
Yeah.
I mean,
ages.
Yeah. Like, God, it felt like it was a year just by itself.
I know, February's just disappeared.
February has been a blink and you miss it kind of month. Mm. And I find it terrifying. The older I'm getting, things are speeding up. Do you remember back in the day, summer holidays lasted forever and, oh, to be young, to be youthful, you look ahead and you think, wow, I've got my whole
life.
Oh, back
in my day, we had to walk 10 miles to school with no shoes on in the snow. No, didn't have to do any of that.
Didn't have to do that. It was like a 10-minute walk.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think it was a 20-minute walk for me, or I could take the bus if I really wanted to.
You know, life's flying past, and if you don't enjoy it, you know, get busy living or get busy dying.
Yeah.
As that guy from Shawshank would say.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, I just quoted Shawshank Redemption. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the end of month roundup for February. That is February 2024.
Wild.
Can you believe it, Rich?
Wild.
Did you have a good month? Pancake Day, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. We don't really do Valentine's. Me and my wife have been married 10 years now. Don't really do Valentine's Day. It's just sort of
we get
she bought
funny
me
cards.
Some chopsticks. Oh. And I got her some flowers and a little chocolate cake.
Well, you got more than me and my wife got. We got some cards to each other, and one says, you're my favourite thing from the internet, because we met on the internet.
Yeah, nice.
And her card to me was about farting.
Lovely.
No, my card to her was about me farting.
Right.
I should get that right, because otherwise she'll get really angry that I said she farts on a podcast. Have you had a good month with the podcast, though?
A good month with the podcast? What have we done on the podcast this month?
What have
it's
we
been
done
rubbish
on the podcast?
For sequels, right? There have not been any new sequels. I've not been to the cinema this year. The
have
last
you not yet?
Time I went to the cinema was Wonka, which was like just before Christmas.
Wow.
Mm.
So you haven't even seen any other like Oscar-y bait films or anything
No, I've not even managed to go and see the holdovers. Like, everything
well,
has really
you know, it's $4.99 to rent on Amazon now, so...
Oh, is it? It's on Amazon already? Oh, amazing. I'm
it's Amazon now.
It.
I read somewhere that it's happened today.
Right.
Or you can go on American Amazon and get the Blu-ray, because it's been out there for ages now.
Well, yeah. I'll go and watch it on Amazon then. I didn't realise it was out. I got a bit upset because I was going to go and watch it at the weekend, but I was feeling poorly, so I didn't. And it's not on anymore.
There's so many other films on. Anyway.
We watched The Fly 2.
The Fly 2.
Our oldest ever anniversary. 35 years old, The Fly 2. A completely forgotten sequel for reasonably good reasons.
For reasons, yeah.
Yeah. And we also did sequels that should have had Oscar noms for Best Picture.
For Best Picture.
Yeah, yeah. And what else did we do?
I know you've
February's
once erupted
wild,
from your mind.
Man. what?
We had a Twilight-heavy month, didn't
we? Oh, I forgot about Twilight. I've just blocked Twilight from my brain. We did our ranking of the Twilight franchise saga thing.
Yes.
God.
Because, big deal for me and Rich, for the first time ever this month, we recorded in the same room.
Yeah.
Looking at each other, breathing the same air.
Yeah.
And we did a watch along to Twilight.
And it's Breaking Dawn Part Slice. 2. AnotherSlice.com/=299 a month. Go and have a listen. Brilliant.
And we dragged our friend Rich onto it as well.
We did,
and
because he
had never seen
vampire.
A Twilight film.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We had a fun weekend away. We went with a couple of friends, university friends that we now know for 21 years. Are we in our 21st year now?
Not quite. 20 years, I think.
Oh, really?
We'd still be in the first year of uni, wouldn't we? 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
and
20 years.
We went and did what we do best, and that is eat shit, play computer games, and watch sport.
I mean, not literal shit. You mean like takeaway.
Junk food. Two bats takeaway. Oh my God, my bowels afterwards. Junk food and cake. It was great, wasn't it?
It was great.
And we had such a lot of fun. And that's that month. And this month has just gone.
Yeah.
Other things this month I've done, I'm just going to tell you now. I went and saw Hamilton for the second time in the West End.
Nice.
God, I love that production.
I've never seen it.
It's the best thing ever. And I went and saw something called Choir of Man or Choir of Men. I get it muddled up with Children of Men, that film. Very different things.
Okay.
I had a fun weekend in London, eating lots of good food and going to the West End. So I'm not going to lie now, Rich. I've barely seen anything all month, but we'll get to that.
I've watched lots because I was a bit poorly, and also it's been half term. So I've watched a few things. I managed to catch up on some films I wanted to watch at the cinema and didn't get to.
So you're ready for festival awards. Have you got an opinion?
No, I don't.
Good.
I don't even know who's nominated.
I won't talk about the BAFTAs that happened last night then.
I don't know anything about it. I don't follow awards at all.
Good.
Sorry, Kate Davis, who's our former guest, who I know does all the award shows and stuff.
He's a genius at that kind of thing. He really is. He seems to get them mostly correct. Like, he's got the highest percentage or something of getting the right choices at awards. He's quite incredible at it. Anyway, shall we talk about people that have sent things in to us?
Yeah. Yeah. What messages have we had?
Why not? We got an email from Paul. He responded to me never seeing Stand By Me that I talked about in the last roundup in January.
You did, yeah.
So it says, hi, Dave. So it's personally to me, Rich. So.
Oh, well, I'll shut up then.
Listening to the January roundup, and firstly, thanks for the mention. I always enjoy those 15 seconds of fame. I was a little bit flabbergasted to hear that you've never seen Stand By Me, chiefly because it ranks as one of my favourite films of all time. It takes me back to those childhood summers when the 6 summers holiday seemed to last for 3 months and it never rained. Paul, this is what I was just saying.
Just been talking about that, right?
Yes, I did enjoy it, and I've seen another film that I should have watched this month as well, which I'll talk about later. But Stand By Me is a great film. And the reason I had never seen it is because I thought I'd seen it. If you get that, I was pretty convinced I had seen Stand By Me before. And then I watched it and I'm pretty sure I've never seen it. And if I have, I've forgotten it or I watched it with someone and I just didn't notice kind of thing. Also, comments on The Fly 2, Esteban. Loved it. Had the casting crew got an evil sense of humour? Who can we get to play Martin / The Fly? How about the original Marty McFly?
Oh, that's good.
Didn't even notice that they had the same name. Oh, do you reckon that was on purpose?
I didn't notice that, but that is good. So they got the guy who should have been Marty McFly to play Martin the Fly. Oh, that's good.
How did we not come up with that?
I don't know. Esteban,
thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
That is brilliant.
That is some nice observation.
That's brilliant. Tom, on our Oscars episode, the Oscars have frequently given the Best Picture Award to films that didn't deserve them and have since long been forgotten. On the issue of Terminator 2, I appreciate your arguments, but none of those films, yes, including Beauty and the Beast, are in the same league as T2. As for Aliens, in 87, I'll swap out Children of a Lesser God, but it's a better film than any of the nomination list.
Okay.
So, long story, Tom. Me and Rich had arguments about those films before we recorded about putting Terminator 2 in.
Mm.
Pod Action Hero. Love this episode, lads. I'm thinking in 2008, War for the Planet of the Apes could get a nom using the Return of the King rule. I love how we made that rule, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll also take out The Darkest Hour for being such a blatant Oscar bait, even though one of the other nominees had starred an alleged cannibal.
Yeah.
Which was Arnie Hammer, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'd still take out Darkest Hour. It's not...
Yeah, it's crap. S-Man is also annoyed for us. Is interesting selection, chaps. Love the way you still die on the hill for movies you have utter hatred for. It also highlighted I need another hobby. You said Endgame was the 15th Marvel movie. Without hesitation, I shouted out loud, 20 seconds! And I was alone.
Sorry,
I was disagreeing
dude.
With the recording. that was me. I was just throwing a number out there because I had forgotten, to be honest.
To be fair, I do that to podcasts too. I listen to a podcast and then like talk to it.
My favourite podcasts are ones that I like listen to friends talk. I'm listening to a lot of Ellis and James, their digital decade. You know, they've started a... Have you been listening to them?
No, I haven't. What, Ellis James and John Ronson?
Yes, Robinson. Yeah. They're still, you know, their Five Live show.
Mm.
Well, they're still, it's no longer on Five Live. I don't know where they're putting it, but they're now releasing two episodes. It's like a specific podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's very confusing. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I think listening to those two are great. And then my favorite kind of podcast when it's like listen to mates chat, to be honest. And then you can get involved. Alex on our Twilight films. I'm glad this saga has come to an end for your sanity. Us too, Alex.
Yep.
I like you, lads. I'm not the target audience for these movies, and I saw the first two films and stopped at that point.
That's wise.
That's wise.
You should have stopped after the first one, to be fair, bud.
Yeah. Well, I stopped. First time around, I stopped 20 minutes into the second one, and I thought, no more. In the teen fiction, the Hunger Games was a far superior and still enjoying them as films, although they didn't need to split that last part either. You've never watched the Hunger Games, have you?
Yeah.
Have you watched the Hunger Games?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've watched
them. Oh, no, it's the Maze Runners.
I've never watched the Maze Runner, no. I've watched the Hunger Games, though.
Which ones do you think is better?
I can't remember. Probably the first one. I don't know. What's better between Hunger Games and Twilight?
Yeah.
Oh, Hunger Games. I mean, having a difficult poo is better than Twilight. Come on.
I love that. Having a difficult poo.
Didn't we get a load of messages from Regan about Twilight as well?
Oh, she was just very excited that we did the live watch along.
I mean, it was all for her. It was her suggestion and we did it, you know, just to keep her happy, really. Just to make her happy.
It was a good idea, Regan, and we definitely enjoyed. You put it out there and me and Rich thought, we can do that. Somehow we do that. We didn't want to film ourselves doing it because we're not on camera people. We're not a video podcast.
No.
Because that's YouTube.
Mm.
And we really enjoyed it, actually. And I think we'll probably do more in the future.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to try and record more together.
Actually record in the same room. Despite only living like 10 minutes away from each other. Yeah. I'll buy a new house and build a studio in the garden. We'll be fine.
Oh, she really liked best reaction to the weird CGI baby ever. We all had that reaction.
Yes. Yeah, I think I went really high-pitched, didn't I?
Yes, well, you can believe it. It was. It is worth listening to that episode. One day you might put it out, but go check another slice out.
It's on another slice. You can go. It's there. You can go and find it. Go and have a listen.
Hear Rich's live thoughts about the ending of Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I was really annoyed. I was almost annoyed as I was at the end of Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, I had to turn you down on the mic settings.
I'm not surprised.
He got shouty. But anyway, thank you for everyone that sends everything in. You guys are all brilliant. Thank you, Noah, as well, who sends in about the Jurassic Park news that I'm about to tell Rich in a second. Sadly, as normal, we record our episode on our monthly roundup, and then the biggest news stories of the month drops literally an hour after I've edited it and we've recorded it and it's all gone. So that's frustrating. Anyway, let's move on to movie news. So which is...
sequel news.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Do you know what?
That's it.
I always forget. That's it. We have, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bits of news.
Ooh, juicy.
Or 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bits of news.
Oh, even more juicy. Okay, do I get to pick or are you doing them in order this time?
No, you get to pick this time.
3.
Prey director Dan Trachtenberg to make new Predator movie Badlands.
Oh.
So this is not a sequel to Prey.
No.
But it is another Predator film after Prey. If that makes sense. So it's just another film in the franchise.
I think we'll treat it as a sequel.
Franchise. I think anything that is another one is yes.
We will, if for podcast purposes, sequel.
Sequel. It's another Predator film. It's going to, apparently, they haven't announced where it's going to be. I don't believe it. I'm not even quite sure if Badlands will be the actual finished title. Mm. I reckon they'll change that.
Yeah.
It is going to be another strong female lead. And that's it. Cool. So all our thoughts, like Predators on a pirate ship, Predators in Egypt, Predators, you know, the Great Fire of London, Predators, you know, on the Titanic kind of thing. It can be anything. Minds can run free.
I'd pay good money to see Predators in the Great Fire of London.
They started it. They started it, the bastards.
Well, no, we started it fighting them.
That's actually what I'm saying. It wasn't the pudding place or wherever it was, the bakery. Pudding Lane. I've dragged that from somewhere.
Yeah.
Next bit of news.
Number two.
Okay, this is the Super Bowl trailers.
Oh.
Which we wanted to cover last week.
We almost did an episode, but we promised we'd do the bloody Twilight ranking.
So there were sequel trailers for Despicable Me 4, Twisters.
Just a really short teaser trailer for that, wouldn't it?
I've watched a bit of a more trailer.
Oh, I thought it was a really short.
He has a baby and the baby doesn't like him.
Oh, okay.
I've watched it. I've watched
the Super
Bowl
one was a little short teaser.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched a long one at some point.
Oh, okay.
Twisters, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and new title, Deadpool and Wolverine, which nearly broke the internet, I think, out of all those trailers.
Yeah, that's the big one.
That's the big one. That's the one. But for me, which one was your favourite trailer?
Well, I mean, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes one is...
Looks great, doesn't it?
Yes, right in my wheelhouse, that. I'm quite looking forward to that movie. But also, I do like a bit of Deadpool. So, yeah that looks good.
And in Deadpool... Spoilers. If you're one of these people that don't listen, watch trailers, sorry. There is some TVA action from Loki.
There is, very much in the old Marvel universe.
It's going to be interesting who pops up in that. There is a silhouette of Wolverine a few times, but you don't get the face on Hugh Jackman. And it's some other people from the X-Men universe pop up, and it's going to look a bit wild. I'm not quite sure what universe it's going to... No. Well, it's going to be over a few, I think. And I'm still not quite sure who's going to be in this film. Because Rich Coop's telling me Elektra's in it, Jennifer Garner, because she's in the IMDb list. But then Josh Brolin isn't currently, but he was messing around that he might be today. There might be some other X-Men people in there, you know.
Colossus Grammer's is in there on the IMDb. Beast.
Yeah, but he's from the old... Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he's in Deadpool 2, yeah.
Yeah.
So
my favourite trailer was for Twisters.
Of course it was. I mentioned to my wife about that, and she's like, oh my God, I love that movie. I was like, oh.
It's a great movie. And a lot of people they're saying it's not a remake or a sequel, but at one point in that trailer, you do see the Dorothy machine.
Right.
It says, you know, the one they build at the end of Twister.
No, can't remember. Watched it once.
Fucking hell,
like
Rich.
It.
Well, you're going to have to watch it again because it's brilliant. Anyway, that's in there. Glenn Powell is a fucking rock star as a film. Like, he's like the new Tom Cruise at this point. That smile.
What?
Okay, maybe not the new Tom Cruise.
He needs to do a few more movies before he becomes the
He hasn't
Tom
jumped
Cruise.
Off a cliff or anything at some point, but he has that charisma, is what I'm saying. The Apes trailer looks brilliant.
Yes.
And I've been worried about that for a while, but looks really good because I'm so into these ape films after we've watched all the ape films.
Yep.
And that last trilogy, not the remake, that Rich loves.
I don't love it. I just don't hate it as much as everyone else.
Don't worry, I'm not trying to spread a rumour or anything.
It's a 2-star movie, but there's some fun to be had.
It's weird you always defend it, though, so.
Well, yeah.
Next bit of news.
Okay, number 4.
Okay, this is the big one for us that drops an hour after we edited and recorded and whatever. But there is going to be a new Jurassic World / Park film, and you know how we wished it, they were going to give it like a bit. We knew it was going to come. We're not stupid on this podcast. We knew the last one made over $1 billion, whatever. It's a rubbish film, but they make buck. And we thought, at least give it 5 to 10 years before going again, and if you do it, give us walking dinosaurs on Earth. We're getting it next year, Rich. 2025.
That seems quick, man.
They pretty much have confirmed rushed. That this is going to be a fresh story. So no Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, which I know you'll be delighted about.
Not that I dislike either of them individually very much, but together they are weird.
They're not a good pairing.
No.
And it seems they will be... They're not rebooting it anyway, so it is carrying on the DNA of those Jurassic World films, it seems. So we might finally get the, you know, dinosaurs walking the earth and whatnot. And there are... I've read two rumours that David Leitch, you know, the John Wick directors in Lions direct it. And they're like, oh, he's going to direct it. And the next day, like, he's not going to direct it.
Okay. I mean, it worries me that it'll be coming out next year. It's a very CGI-heavy movie. They
very
haven't
quick,
started
isn't it?
They haven't like got a director. They haven't got any actors.
But it makes major money.
Yeah, but that's very quick to turn that shit around. I think we're talking more like 2027 at this point.
You reckon it's gonna be pushed back?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see it.
I can't see it happening well in like what, less than 12 months.
Problem with Jurassic Park films, I love that first one so much that I'll just keep coming back to this shit.
Yeah, nothing like, lives up hope. To the first one.
Not even close.
No.
There's some fine films in there, but nothing that's rocked my world since that first one. Mm. Okay, next bit of news. You've got three left.
Number five.
Good news. Your son will be happy about this one. You might be happy as well. Jim Carrey is coming back as Dr. Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh, yeah. He will be.
This is big news because pretty much announced that he was retiring in the classic Jim Carrey way that he's threatening to quit every time. He's recently turned 60. I can't believe it because in my head, Jim Carrey is still 30.
Yeah.
But he is great in the
But in your head, we're
films.
Also still 20.
In my head, I go by certain things.
Jim Carrey was 30 when we were 10.
Yeah. I mean, I felt old when when Ryan Giggs stopped playing football, that was one bit.
Yeah.
When The Undertaker retired from wrestling,
yeah,
was another one. And then now another wrestler, Sting, who's in AEW.
Mm.
I remember watching him on ITV when I was like 7.
Yeah.
So I'm still a boy until he retires. And he's about to have his final match, apparently.
What I found is...
After that, I'm fucked.
So there's been... I'm fine with footballers being younger than me.
Mm.
I'm not fine with managers being younger than me. That's weird.
There's a lot of them now.
Yeah, like they were talking about like Xavi Alonso. There's a lot of talk about him at the moment. He's the same age as me. Like, yeah, but he's like a month older than me.
The German manager, he's about 32. Or something stupid like that. So don't worry about that, mate. You're an old bastard for a while. So that's great news. Jim Carrey's coming back. What am I on?
Six.
I can't remember.
One or six. Let's go with one.
One. Gerard Butler's Greenland sequel starts shooting this year.
Don't care. I haven't seen the first one. I don't know.
You should watch Greenland.
Really?
It's on Amazon. And it's not the normal...
You
Gerard
said
Butler
this about
punch
Plane,
punch.
Didn't you? Like,
no, Plane is a typical Gerard Butler film. Greenland is a really good, like end of the world film.
Okay,
And he doesn't really punch many, but it's not like he's action hero. He's an everyday man.
Okay,
and he's just trying to get his family from point A to point B Greenland.
Okay,
the new one's going to be titled Greenland: Migration. So at the end of the... Well, watch it. Something happens at the end of the film and then let's see what happens afterwards. Does it need a sequel? Probably not.
No.
But it's a surprisingly good film, Greenland.
Okay. I might give it a try.
And it's on Amazon and you're watching lots of shit at the moment, so just get through it.
I got holdovers to watch first.
Okay, fair enough. It's great that you kept this one till last. Number six. Disney announces Moana sequel and it's to arrive in November.
Again, that's very quick. Are they doing a live action one at the moment as well? Like,
yeah, but that hasn't started filming, I don't think, either. Okay. I'm not even quite sure The Rock has signed up to Moana 2. I mean, he retweeted it or whatever on Instagram, but this apparently was meant to be, they were doing a TV series for Disney Plus, and they've scrapped that to make a Moana 2. Now, Moana to me is top level Disney.
It's
one of my favorites.
Yep.
I love it.
My
I
son
love
loves
it so
it.
Much.
Yeah, it was a staple of his growing up. Moana. Yeah. Yeah.
And it is a bit, and I like that secret films that just like sneak up on you, like Prey did the other year. And November, like you said, November is soon.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
I'm excited and worried.
I feel like maybe they just put out this little rumor of like a live action Moana just to test the waters and then go, actually, it's an animated number two. Not an animated number two, an animated sequel.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's not the emoji movie.
I agree. That might have actually happened. Because I think, let's say, a reaction to a live action Moana was lukewarm at best.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Like, if we're doing these crappy live action films, which mostly have been crappy, you know, I'm struggling to think of a good one. I mean, some of the Lion King looks good, but when they talk, it scares the shit out of me.
No, it all looks wrong. They don't have any expressions. They don't have any emotion. It's
the
weird.
Pinocchio's rubbish. You know what one I did strangely enjoy? Lady and the Tramp.
I did. I've not seen that one.
On Disney Plus.
I don't want to.
Little Mermaid was okay. Watched that recently.
Yeah, that was okay. It was okay.
What ones have there been? Aladdin is...
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen the Aladdin remake? No. Guys, I'm feeling like I should be...
I'm not sure you could pay me enough money to go and watch it. Like, I love the first one so much. Like, the first one is like proper childhood...
Oh, top tier Disney.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I just don't want that ruined by a Will Smith in blueface.
That could happen. I think Lion King, Aladdin and Moana, for me,
okay,
are top tier Disney.
I would put Aladdin above the Lion King. And I would also throw in there The Sword in the Stone.
I haven't watched that one since I was very little. Oh, Robin Hood's top tier. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. There's a lot of good Disney animated films, but top tier, like, they're my films. But anyway, November. So that was one in our list that wasn't even on our list in the yearly
No, we didn't see that coming at all.
Took me blindsided. To say we are nervous, I would say that's my most nervous now sequel of the year.
What, Moana 2?
Moana 2.
Hey, could do a Wonka though, right? All the way through, I was saying like, this movie is pointless. I'm not going to want to watch it. Doesn't sound... I don't want to like a prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I went and watched it and bloody loved it. Every second of it. And I've watched it about 45 times since.
Wow.
My son was really poorly the other night. He was up and awake at like 2 o'clock in the morning because he was feeling so ill. And we sat and watched Wonka at 2 in the morning till he felt better and could go back to bed.
And then he said, I'm ready to go back to bed. And you went, not now, son. We're watching Wonka.
No, he waited until the end.
You kept him up until 4 in the morning.
He waited till the end. He loves it as much as I do.
Sure. But that's all my sequel news, which is quite a lot, to be honest. It's quite a busy month for sequels for something that flow past. Mm. So lots to take in there. But I think the things we're taking out of it are Twisters is going to be the best sequel of the year.
Nope.
Moana 2 could be a shit show.
Yep.
Jurassic World we don't really want.
Nope.
Stuff like that. And Greenland you should watch. There we go.
All right.
Let's move on to...
Sequels that we've seen.
Na 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 na. Sequels that we've seen.
Lovely. Right. I do actually have one.
I've got one as well.
Okay. Nice. What's your one?
We came back from London the other night. And we wanted something really dumb and easy to watch and nothing we had to concentrate too much on. So we rewatched Fast X.
Huh. Yeah. Any good?
Your reaction is pretty much my reaction of watching it again. It's ludicrous in most of
it. It's got ludicrous in it.
It is ludicrous in it. Again, it's better than 9, but it's a bit of a car wreck. There's a lot going on. And I was watching it because when I first saw Fast X, when we reviewed it, I thought they planned what was coming next kind of thing. And that, you know, the Rock spin-off that we're doing. They haven't started any of this.
Nah. It's not planned at all, is it really?
So the end of 10, when he's going off the... whatever, I'm trying to stay away from spoilers, they're going to age about 4 years. The boy is going to be a teenager. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it didn't make as much money as they wanted it to, but, you would think they would have filmed the ends. I thought they were doing back to back.
I thought they were too. I don't know, mate. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's a nonsense, isn't it?
I was watching. I've watched Fast X in a little bit different light than what I watched it the first time, and I'm very worried.
Yeah,
and not in a good way. What have you watched?
I watched The Marvels, one we've already talked about on this podcast, so I won't go into it too much. But I watched it with my son for the first time, and he really enjoyed it.
That's because it's a lovely little film.
It's fine.
It's harmless.
It's a 3 out of 5. It's fine. It doesn't deserve the hate.
It's got some nice scenes in it. Kamala Khan girl is brilliant. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair to George, my son said exactly the same thing that I said, which is, why doesn't Monica Rambeau fix the tear from the other side?
And the answer is always science, George. Science.
Because of things, dude.
Yeah, there is a reason. I'm sure Marvel have thought.
Of course it. I didn't say that. I went, I know, right?
It is a weird one. That is it. I still can't get over the hate that film got. Or
doesn't deserve hate. Honestly, it's a decent film. Like, for recent Marvel stuff. It's one of the better ones.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
The nicest thing I can say. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It zipped along quite nicely. It's got some nice action beats. Everyone's good together, I think.
Yeah.
As long as you don't watch it after Secret Invasion, you get very confused with the Nick Fury.
True.
Which Nick Fury is. But yeah, it's good. I'm glad he watched it. Mm. So he's watched Captain Marvel.
He has seen Captain Marvel, yeah. So we watched. He did like that one. Yeah, he did. So we watched this one because we talked about my 100 Christmas movies poster.
Yeah.
And he set me a new challenge, which is...
He set you a challenge?
Yeah. So George set me a new challenge.
Which okay,
is
what's
to
the
watch
challenge?
100 movies with him that he likes. So
oh my God.
Can't just be movies that, you know, pick out of nowhere. It's got to be 100 movies that he likes.
Are you making a poster for this?
We're not making a poster for it, no. But I'm making sure I put them all on Letterboxd and we're recording them. So
and what is on there so far?
Well, we've watched 4 now.
Oh, we should probably go on to the next section, right?
We should go on to the next section.
Okay, let's go on to the next section. Do it.
Movie Club.
There we go.
I've got that.
Next
one.
Section. Carry on.
So two of them I've watched lots of times before. So we've watched 4 out of the 100. One of them is The Marvels. The other one, the first one we watched was Transformers the movie because we both
Brilliant.
Love that.
Yeah.
Then we watched the Mario Brothers movie because that's one of his favourites.
Oh, I rewatched that. I just remembered.
And we watched The Marvels, and we watched something called Ruby Gilman, Teenaged Kraken.
I've seen this because I saw the trailer quite a few times before.
Which I thought was fine, and he really loved.
Oh, good. So it's a kid's film.
He wanted to watch Wish, but I drew the line at paying £15 for something that's going to be out on Disney Plus in like a week. So
your thing is renting it and then it coming out a few days later.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm not buying it for £15. When it's likely to be on Disney Plus in like a week or so.
So have you made the list of 100?
No, we haven't made a list. He is picking them day by day, essentially, okay. What we're going to watch. And we've got to do it by the end of the year. That's his deadline.
That's cute.
So, yeah. That's our thing.
Is Anna going to join in with this?
Or not
really.
She's going
to make him watch Twilight and then run out of the room as well?
No, she's not really that fast. She doesn't really like movies that much. You know,
Yeah, I've heard these people that don't like movies.
I know.
Michael Owen being one of them.
Yeah, I mean, she's not Michael Owen level. But like, I will talk about like classic movies from the 80s and 90s. She's like, oh, I've never seen it. Like Top Gun, Dave. She's never seen Top Gun.
Surprised I've been round your house. She's seen Maverick though, right?
No. Oh, no, she has seen Maverick, yeah.
Well, you know, okay, that's okay then.
I thought she has seen Top Gun now because we made her watch it. So she's seen Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick now.
I won't ask what she thinks because I want to be her friend.
No, she likes them both.
Oh, good.
She's got a similar taste to you, really. She likes a big dumb movie.
Right. Moonfall was on TV the other night, guys.
Wow. Wow.
If we're talking big dumb movies.
Oh dear.
It's a big dumb movie.
But she's looking forward to Twisters just like you are, so you know.
Twisters is gonna be great. It looks great. I think the special effects look great. Can't wait for Twisters. Don't care if it's not a sequel. It's Twister with an S. It's a sequel. We're doing it.
So, yeah, I watched lots of movies, actually.
Like, well, I just got, because I've literally watched, well, Mario, Super Mario Brothers now, I remembered, but maybe five other films. So let's okay. do you.
So I watched Gran Turismo on your recommendations.
Oh, yeah, we've had this discussion.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's from a film that I thought was going to be trash. It's good.
Oh, yeah, it's better than expected, but it's still just fine. I watched Killers of the Flower Moon.
I still haven't had that 4 hours time to watch it.
Yeah, you've got to have a long time to watch it. Although it didn't drag. You know,
did you enjoy it?
In parts, yes.
Where would you put it in Scorsese,
I would say, yeah, it's definitely mid-tier. I would say upper mid, potentially.
Okay, interesting.
You know, not terrible. Not, definitely like... watchable, definitely. You know, it's still, I mean, no, what am I saying? I'm downplaying it. It's a good film. It's a very okay. good film. I'd put it on that kind of like Irishman kind of level where it's just too long. It's too long.
Lily Gladstone is good as everyone says.
She's very good, I would say.
Yeah.
I kind of got a bit annoyed with
DiCaprio.
Yeah. He's just grating on me by the end. I'm like, sort him out already. Anyway, it's a good film. It's 4 out of 5. You know, it's a good film.
Could you have sat through 3.5 hours in the cinema of it?
No. I would have fallen asleep and needed a wee.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah. So I watched that. I also watched No Hard Feelings, which I quite enjoyed.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep. Yeah, quite enjoyed that one. Weird concept, but yeah, I still quite enjoyed it anyway.
I didn't think about the concept. I was like, it's not as bad as you think it is when you read the description. And when he plays the piano at the end.
Yeah, that's great. Lovely. That is lovely.
It's great. It's really good. It's got some sweet moments.
And I also watched some movies I've been really waiting for as well. So I watched Dumb Money, which is about the GameStop thing. It's great. It's probably not... There's just something missing. Just a little tiny something missing. I can't quite
talky talky.
On it. No, there's plenty of that. I don't know. It zips along quite quickly and it feels it leaves a little behind. But I will say that Paul Dano is very good in it.
Yeah.
He is very good.
Does it make that whole thing understandable?
I think that's the bit.
Because I've watched the documentary and I just about get it.
I still didn't quite get it. And I think maybe I just needed that little bit more exposition to...
Need that short, a big short explanation, when Margot Robbie comes out?
It needed Margot Robbie in the bath. I mean, that's what I'm comparing it to, essentially, is The Big Short. And it's just not quite at that level. I really like that movie and it's not quite at that level. One I really like is Blackberry, which is, again, that kind of talky-talky movie that I like. I really enjoyed that. I think that's great.
I want to watch that because Glenn Howerton from Always Sunny in Philadelphia is meant to be incredible in it.
It's really good. It's really good. And also in this list of ones I wanted to watch in the cinema I didn't get to is Anatomy of a Fall.
I've heard a lot about this film.
Again, my kind of movie, very talky, police procedural, courtroomy drama.
It's long, right?
It's long. Again, it didn't drag.
Is it a foreign film? Because I've watched the trailer and she definitely speaks English in parts.
Yeah, I would say it's mostly in English, but it's set in France. She is German. Lots of people speak French, but she speaks English a lot because she speaks English better than French. And there's a whole explainer in it, but it's subtitles, but it's not loads. But I would say definitely worth watching. And I don't know. I just feel like it just doesn't quite stick the landing, which is I recognise it's about someone falling out of a window and dying. So saying it doesn't quite stick the landing is a bit ironic. But yeah, it doesn't quite, I don't know, the ending is just a bit meh. But great up until that point. And two other films I really wanted to watch Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Loads more bras and periods than I remember from the book.
Read the book, haven't you?
Yeah, I read the book when I was a kid, yeah. Yeah, loads more bras and periods than I remember, but you know, it's same thing. You know, it's fun. It's a fun movie. And Bottoms. I had Bottoms recommended to me because I really like my brain today. Booksmart. Yeah, Booksmart. I really like Booksmart, and I had Bottoms recommended. And it is similar. It's not as good, but it's a zany kind of comedy. You have to watch it, take it with a pinch of salt kind of thing.
And that's in Amazon Video, isn't it, in the UK?
It is, yeah. It is.
God, there's so many films out at the moment.
But the
it's
best
insane.
Thing I watched is a documentary.
Ooh.
The documentary of Next Goal Wins. That is
yes,
the best
is.
Thing I've watched. It's so good. It's so good.
Can I tell the story quickly? Rich texted me and said, what's the documentary called for Next Goal Wins? And I just text back, Next Goal Wins.
Which is really confusing because that's what the Taika Waititi movie's called. Every time yeah. I was Googling it, I was getting the Taika movie and I was like, no, I want the documentary.
How heartwarming is that in the end?
Oh, right? It's so good, man. It's really good. It really
once you start
is,
learning like, about the coach guy,
yeah,
and what he's been through, and just the lifestyle on the island, a lot of that is missed from the Taika film. Taika
I've not
is
seen the Taika film yet, but
you're not going to like it.
No,
it's played more for comedy, which is fine.
That's fine. Yeah, but, that is fine. And there is some comedy. There's a lot of comedy in it.
Oh,
don't get me wrong. Like
it's very funny.
When the 31-0 goals are flying in at the start, you're like, oh god. And they're like, well, the goalkeeper's like, and all his teammates are like, he's the best goalkeeper, man. Like, he's just let 31 goals.
Yeah, it's not the goalkeeper's fault, though. No, it's not completely the goalkeeper's fault. That is a great documentary that I don't think enough people have watched. And people should watch it. It's really moving. It's really beautiful. It's very funny. It's like a sports underdog film. So it gives you all of those, you know, Mighty Ducks feels.
And it's so much older than I thought. It's been 2014. It's 10 years old. Yeah. Like, I didn't realise. I didn't know
it was one of my first
it.
Jobs in my now job that I've just celebrated 10 years at
wow.
as well. So that's where I watched it.
I also did watch a brand new movie called Orion in the Dark, which I watched
on Netflix.
With George. Yeah.
Which Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah. It's not as much of a kid's movie as you think.
That's Charlie Kaufman.
It's pretty dark. Orion in
Charlie
the Dark.
Yeah. Voiced by Paul Waterhouser, is he in it?
Yes, yeah, Paul Waterhouser is the Dark.
My man.
It's I don't know.
Did you watch it with George?
Yeah, I did watch it with George. I think he was borderline on it.
Yeah.
But it did speak to him for a lot of his kind of anxieties and worries and things. It's about a boy
who's
very
anxious.
Oh,
that's good.
So that's nice.
I have heard that it's a different kind of kids animated film.
It is definitely is. And I would say maybe adults would get more out of it than kids. But, you know, it's very nicely put together. And yes.
Well, Charlie Kaufman.
Exactly. But yeah, that's it. I think that's it. There's probably some more in there that I've forgotten, but, you know.
I'll get through a few. Quickly, I watched a John Cena film. I reckon I'll make I reckon my most watched actor this year will be John Cena for some reason. Just got it in my head.
Okay.
Don't know why.
No, okay.
Anyway, I watched a rubbish film with him in, with Alison Brie called Freelance.
Never heard of it.
It's rubbish. Exactly. It's Amazon Video. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. First time I've ever watched The Graduate.
Oh, okay.
From 1967.
You've seen everything in it from other things.
Simpsons, Wayne's World. I kind of knew what was going on. Just clips, you know. It's very funny. It's quite very dark at the same point. He is a bit stalkerish at some point. I think it plays differently now than it did in 1967.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman is great in it. You can see why he got all the accolades at that point. Really, but I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. But it's not the comedy I thought it was going to be.
No. Oh, no. No. It's a dramedy.
A dramedy. Definitely a dramedy. But it's shot beautifully, I think. Anne Bancroft, is that her name?
Yeah.
She's great as Mrs. Robinson. And it all gets a bit weird towards the end. But then you've got the Wayne's World ending.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you said the Wayne's World ending, but I think of, like, the Simpsons ending.
Oh,
where it's
Simpsons.
Like Grandpa going, Mrs. Bouvier! Mrs. Bouvier! Will you marry me? No, good no. enough for me.
And then the music kicks in, and you know the music, and it's all classic. Anyway, that's another one classic ticked off, so I'm happy
nice.
About that.
Well
a lot of great films in the UK are on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
Oh, classic films. People get this good lineup on there. What else did I watch? I watched for Valentine's Day. You remember last month I said me and my wife pick a film each month to watch? Our double bill this month was The Notebook.
Ew.
And... Sideways.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. I can tell whose is whose.
She loves the notebook.
The notebook, very much your wife. And yes. Sideways, very much you.
I really wanted to watch Sideways after watching The Holdovers because it's Alexander Payne, yeah. Paul Giamatti. I can now tell you, I think The Holdovers is better.
Wow. Okay. I really need to watch The Holdovers then.
Yeah. Tiff has never seen Sideways, but she may want to drink wine afterwards. Okay. She liked it.
Good.
She liked it. I don't think she loved it as much as me. And she said The Holdovers is better than Sideways.
Okay.
But yeah, it just makes you... And at one point, before I met my wife, I wasn't a wine drinker. And I was like, everything I knew about wine before I met you...
It's from Sideways.
From Sideways. I'm not drinking fucking Merlot. Get your nose right in there, which is hard when you've got no sense of smell to smell wine.
Yeah, yeah. Wine must be a very different experience for you.
Well, I can taste it. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's a lot. There's a lot of smell in it as well, right?
Well, I don't know. But I like wine now. I drink a lot of it. And The Notebook, which I now watch in different eyes because I fucking love Ryan Gosling. Mm. He can do no wrong. And out of all the Nicholas Sparks films,
yeah, this is the definitely least bad one, isn't it?
This is the best one. Rachel McAdams, Ryan Gosling.
Didn't
amazing
they hate each
chemistry.
Other during this?
No. They went out with each other,
yeah, but
they?
I read somewhere they were going out and they had a massive row and almost broke up whilst filming this movie. So a lot of the movie they are like pissed at each other.
Like, oh, you can't tell. I don't think.
Maybe
I think
that
their
helps.
Chemistry's brilliant.
Maybe that helps.
Yeah. Right. It's the most enjoyment I've got out of it watching it, and I've watched it a few times now. The first time I ever watched it or tried to watch it, that's a lie. Was at uni, when we were at uni, Rich, and yeah. I walked into our house, which I shared with three girls, and I walked into the lounge, and they watched The Notebook, and they were all crying, all three of them. And I went, nope, I'm not having any of that. I walked straight out.
I am out.
I'm not dealing with that.
Came to our house, played computer games.
Played computer games. So I hadn't rewatched it until I watched it with Tiff a few years ago, and then obviously she picked it again. And I can't, the rule is you can't moan.
No.
So wait until we watch Old Boy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's going to hate Old Boy.
Well, you know, I've got to watch another one of these Nicholas Sparks movies at some point.
Oh,
so.
Wow. I can't believe you're going to make her watch Old Boy.
The double bill next month is Hairspray and Captain Fantastic.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That's her favourite musical. So
I've never seen Captain Fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
When you said Hairspray, I thought that would be her choice.
That is her choice.
Oh, and Captain Fantastic is your choice.
Yeah.
Oh,
have you ever
okay.
watched Captain
Fantastic? No.
Do you even know what Captain Fantastic is?
No.
You've got to watch Captain Fantastic. It's got Viggo Mortensen in it.
Okay.
Living in the woods with all his kids.
All right, then.
It's a great, you would love it.
Okay.
It's a great film. And there's a great rendition of Sweet Child of Mine at the end.
Nice.
Gives me goosebumps. And that's all I've watched. That's all I've watched. So not my, I've literally watched six films.
Quality over quantity.
Well, my weekends I've been going over spending it with you playing computer games and then in London. And then this weekend, wife got COVID again. So we kind of just moped around kind of thing.
Yeah.
And watched some TV, which we'll talk about now.
Boo! TV Club.
I love how he has to think every time we look at the things.
So
are.
Do you.
I don't know.
You
I have
do
no
one,
idea.
What, I do three.
I have no idea what they are anymore. Go on then. What have you been watching TV-wise? Anything?
Not masses, but I have been watching, just like everyone else, True Detective Night Country.
When you say everyone else, you mean not me?
No, not you. You tend to miss these things, don't you? But
I'm watching other things.
Have you not watched any True Detective?
I watched the... No. Oh, I watched a bit of the first series.
Oh, mate.
On an aeroplane one. I hear it's great, yes.
You would really like it. You would really like it. It's sort of, you really like Mindhunter, didn't you?
I love Mindhunter.
First series of True Detective, you'll really like it. And then you'll be hooked.
I think with True Detective once, we started to watch it and then they took it off Now TV. You know, when they do it that, we're like, oh, we're at three episodes in. And you're like, oh, okay, never going to.
Okay.
You know, just forget. But
I would say this series has not, it's not as good. It's still good. It's the lots of kind of 30 Days of Night vibes because it's set in.
Well, they've given this one a colon, like True Detective colon Night County.
Yeah.
And that's new. They haven't done that with the other ones.
No, they haven't. And Jodie Foster's really good in it. and I haven't seen the last episode yet. I'm
so you don't know how it lands.
At time of recording, it came out today.
Okay, so we're about to find out.
Well, it came out at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning. So lots of people have watched it, but I learned not to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning thanks to Lost.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because I did get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch Lost, and it was not worth it. So yeah, I haven't seen
it yet. Yeah, I've never done that either.
But yeah, it's on the cards to watch. Other than that, I think the only other thing...
We can talk about Traitors now. Well, without spoilers,
yeah,
but you
we
watched
can talk
the...
about Traitors. The only other thing I'm currently kind of watching is Criminal Record on Apple TV.
It's on my list.
Oh, cool.
I'm about two episodes behind.
Okay. Again, I'm up to date, so I'm currently waiting for the next episode on Wednesday.
Which is Wednesday, the finale.
Yeah, and I'm really enjoying it.
It's got me not knowing what's going on.
Peter Capaldi is very good.
I can't decide if he's good or bad.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Partially because it might be so obvious he's bad, but in my head, I can't believe Doctor Who is bad. So, okay.
See, I think they're going all out to make him bad, which means he must be good.
Good.
Mm.
Well, we'll find out, yeah. I think that's a really good... Apple TV again, you guys. Really good police drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is, definitely. And it's Cush Jumbo, isn't it?
She's great.
She's amazing. She is really so good. I could watch her in anything. Like, she's really good.
I'm glad you're watching that.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Like, it's Apple TV. You know I love Apple TV.
Peter Capaldi, when he threatens someone, it's just, I've missed him swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's great when he swears. Like,
it's very dark in this.
There is some dark shit going on. I'd recommend that. I was a bit weary because sometimes with British like police dramas, it's very hit or miss.
Yeah.
They're not all Happy Valley, sadly.
No, true, true. Although I like a police procedural. I do.
You do. Well, you'd like to you like procedural things. That's why you like Shin Godzilla, when it's just loads of people in Japan having meetings about what they should do about Godzilla.
I do. I do like that. And on
let's have a meeting to arrange this meeting.
On that, and something recommended by you, I did finally watch Mr. Bates versus the Post Office.
Are you angry as everyone else in the world?
Fuck the Post Office.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the government.
I couldn't believe it when I got to the end of that. I was like, fucking, I'm right. No Fujitsu stuff, no post office. Luckily, Royal Mail is separate from the post office, so the postman's safe.
I said no Fujitsu stuff, and then I got to work, and my computer is Fujitsu.
Fucking Fujitsu.
My PC, I was like, oh. Yeah, powerful piece of film.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And that TV show.
I've been seeing articles popping up since as well about things that have been going on and people still not getting their compensation and stuff. Like,
can we make an ITV drama about potholes? Because I'm really angry about potholes and I think they need to be addressed at some point.
I don't
in
think
government.
A pothole has ruined anyone's life. I mean, it wrote my car off in a pothole once, but you know.
Mate, the roads are awful at the moment. I'm not saying it's on the same level as what happened to the post office people.
No.
But
I couldn't believe potholes. I could not believe it. The barefaced lies. Ridiculous.
Crazy, isn't it? And it's still going.
And the two women at the top of the post office, I was just like, you are evil.
Evil.
Like, my God, how can you do this?
How can they sleep at night? And I hope they don't.
Crazy. Crazy. Anyway, yeah, we could talk about Traitors, but I will let you talk about Traitors because I know how much you love it.
Well, I kind of talked about it in the last month and you hadn't caught up. We won't give away the spoilers, but as a TV show, I'm still very obsessed with it, and I bloody loved it.
I like it.
It got me through January.
I really like it.
The ending was... The ending, everyone was shouting at the TV screens for certain reasons. And then Rich would text me, he was a few days late, shouting, why did this person not do that? And it makes no sense. And it's such a well-put-together program. Mm. And Claudia Winkleman...
Yeah.
Wow. She's so good in that role.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Give her all the money.
So I watch it a bit wonky. Like, I don't watch it. I wait until it's all done and then binge watch it all quickly. And I fast forward through the task bits because I can't be bothered with those.
Because there's little detail sometimes happens in the Starfleet. Remember that. Remember that. Oh, it was the best thing.
I just watch it for the bitching and backbiting and second guessing and stuff that goes on.
You now have to watch the Australian versions.
Yeah, I might do.
Because the end of the first series is great.
I've got 100 movies to watch with George.
Mate, it's addictive. You'll finish it in 2 days. And then the second season of that is that you've never seen so many fucking idiots. People of Australia, I love you all. And you'll know what I mean because you're not all idiots. But there's some certain people in that series of the second series of Traitors, you cannot believe the things they're doing and the decisions they make. And there's a certain person in there is the worst ever person ever. And it's incredible. It's definitely worth watching. Like, if you think what happened in the English version gets out of hand,
yeah,
strap in for the Australian second season. It's insane. And soon the American second season's going to drop on iPlayer and I get to enjoy that. And it's not as good because the Australians and the American, they put reality stars in there and you think, fuck off.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah,
you don't want that. Like, no. That's pointless.
Have you been watching Masters of the Air?
No, I haven't.
The new Band of Brothers.
I've heard
Spielberg, Tom
I've
Hanks.
Not heard great things.
Ignore those people. It's good.
Okay, all right.
It's no Band of Brothers, because Band of Brothers is still in maybe the top 10 best programs ever. It's incredible. But it's some really good stuff in Masters of the Air. Some of the CGI doesn't always pay off. But no one's safe, it seems. And some of the bits really grab you. And it does that thing that Band of Brothers and Pacific does, which is it really does show you the true horrors of what they do.
Yeah.
So when you're up in the air and you think, oh, that looks mental. How did people do that and survive that and even get these machines in the air? It's incredible. I think there's a few more weeks of that and we'll see what happens. Looks great. What else have I got? Oh, Great British Menu's back on. There we go. Delighted about that. You don't care.
Nice.
But that's all I've done. That's cool. All I've got. Okay, let's go to upcoming releases.
Oh, that's a new one. But I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think that will work.
It took me by surprise a little bit.
We are now coming into what I like to call sequel season.
Woohoo! Sequel season!
Sequel season! If you guys are wondering where our review of Madam Web is, it's going to be next week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Neither of us have seen it yet, but sadly, we've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
You can tell we're excited about
it. I'm going to watch it at one evening this week. I'm not sure when. Are you going to make your wife watch it, or do you want to watch it together?
She enjoys these. I don't know. I said, do you want to watch it? And she went, so we'll see. I'll let you know.
Let me know.
The week after that, we are going to be covering one of the biggest sequels of the year, which is Dune Part 2.
Actually excited about that. It looks really good.
Going to take myself to the IMAX in Milton Keynes and enjoy that one.
Yep.
It seems everyone else was invited to the premiere or whatnot and not
I not know, us. Right? Like, what's going on with that? Like,
not bitter at all.
Not that we're a sequel podcast or nothing, but, you know... Come on.
Warner Brothers, who do invite us once in a while to other things.
Yeah. Invite us to Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, but not bloody Dune Part 2.
That is true. What else are we... Okay, also in March, but probably end of the March, but we'll cover them in April, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is Kung Fu Panda 4.
Okay, yeah. Always solid movies.
Oh my God, the end of March is insane for sequels. Kung Fu Panda 4 is the 28th. March the 29th is Godzilla... X Kong, the new empire. Same day, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Oh my God, how's that come around so quickly?
So there's two Empire films in the same day.
Wow, okay.
The new Empire and Frozen Empire. Now, if that's not a double bill, guys.
Well, it's going to be Barbenheimer all over again, isn't it?
No one seemed to have picked up on that so far.
Interesting.
It's a bit weird. Other new films, there is... A version of Hamlet with Mia McKellen. I think that's for a play, maybe.
Meh.
Drive Away Dolls, I believe is one of the Coen brothers has directed or written.
Okay.
Lisa Frankenstein, which is a Diablo Cody, what's her face?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who did Juno and that. Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney. Arthur the King, starring Mark Wahlberg. Whatever that film is, I have no idea.
No idea either, but maybe a King Arthur kind of thing.
And that's all. So we are now getting into sequel season, and more sequel reviews will be coming our way. I don't know if we'll be covering every sequel this year, because looking at how many people listen to Good Burger 2.
Yeah.
We might find some other things to do. But thank you for everyone for listening. You're all brilliant. I love you all. Rich, what can you tell these lovely people about certain things?
Well, what I can tell you about certain things is we are recording season 6. It is happening. We have recordings in the bag. The season is on its way. We will give you a date. Yeah, soon. Soon we will give you a date. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. But while you're waiting, go back and listen to other brilliant episodes. There are loads of them. Considering we're very near Ghostbusters time, go back and re-listen to Sean Walsh one, and also the Sean Walsh review of Ghostbusters Afterlife. Go back and seek those out. They're very good episodes. Get yourself prepped for Ghostbusters Frozen Kingdom. Frozen Kingdom? Empire. Frozen Empire. Empire. Sorry. I was like, that doesn't sound
Frozen
right.
Frozen Kingdom sounds like it's another thing, though. What
yeah.
Is that?
This Fallen Kingdom. Anyway.
What's the Ice Ages called? Have they had a Frozen Kingdom yet?
Oh, probably. Probably at some point.
They should
point.
Do.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, find us on social medias. We're on all of them. We're at Unequal Sequel on most of them. Just search Unequal Sequel. You'll find us. And you can also send us an email, unequalsequel@hotmail.com. Of course, get yourself onto Another Slice. There's brilliant stuff on there. There's about to be more. We're about to do new Disenfranchised coming up very soon. So make sure you get onto that one. So anotherslice.com/unequalsequel. It's $2.99 a month. You help to keep the podcast alive. You special slices who pay for that. We love you very much. You are extra special. Keep doing that. If that's not your thing, no problem. Just hit the subscribe button, hit the auto download button. We'll drop into your pod player of choice every single week. And yeah, happy days. I think that's all of it.
We're doing Max Payne for this month's Disenfranchised.
Oh, yeah, we are.
So Rich has never seen it, I don't think.
I've never seen it, no.
Mark Wahlberg, shooty. Depressingly, it's going to be an interesting watch.
Sounds crap.
I haven't watched it since the cinema. It's not as good as the games as I remember. Yes, thank you everyone for sending shit in. We really appreciate that, and we love you all. I've got nothing else to say. It's been a really quick month. On to March. Anything happening in March? Is
all
that
the
Easter
sequels.
Or is that April? Yeah, but I mean, like, holiday-wise, like, is it April?
No, think it's... Yeah, I think Easter actually is like the 1st of April. Maybe.
Oh, okay. So not even that to look forward to. So I tell what March is. It's a 5-weeker.
It is. Which is good because there's lots to pack in.
Lots to pack in, but that means it's a 5-weeker payday for me. So I will be licking the walls and eating dust by week 5. Something to look forward to. So it's a bye-bye from me, a bye-bye, and a bye-bye from him.
Bye!
See you on the next one. Sequels to this one. Have a cracking week. Thanks very much. Bye. Madam Web.
Oh.
Can't wait. What have you heard?
All the bad things.